Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. The case of little Gregory continues to lead headlines. The prosecutor held a press conference this afternoon, affirming that they were getting closer to the truth. Members of the boy's family are currently in custody 32 years after the young boy's death. According to the prosecutor, it was a well-organized murder. A man with a mustache, a woman, also the authors of the letter sent to the family before and after the murder, and there were several. The prosecutor explained this afternoon that they had succeeded in making advancements not through the DNA, but through special analysis, an analysis that pointed the finger at the grandmother of the little boy as well as at his great aunt, both of whom are in custody. Both have invoked their right to silence. Natalie Kosciusko-Morizet is doing well, but she remains shaken, according to the Prime Minister, who visited her this afternoon. The Republican candidate was assaulted by a passerby in Paris, falling to the ground and remaining unconscious for several minutes. An investigation for voluntary violence was opened, and the aggressor is still on the run. A tense atmosphere at Renault this afternoon. Shareholders must decide on the salary of boss Carlos Ghosn. His salary reached 7 million euros last year, including his remuneration for Nissan and Mitsubishi. The state, one of the main shareholders of the car manufacturer, has already announced that it would oppose the salary. Finally, the back is back. It was philosophy this morning for the 720,000 candidates of general and technological channels. They face 4 hours this morning before going home, probably to revise since tomorrow geography will be on the books. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluett for English Waves.